Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, you are the man to beat until, well, someone beats you. So entering championship weekend out of the Caves, Ron Shiflett, Super Seniors, and Nick Burris, Championship Division, well, they are the kings of the hill remaining. And in talking with Cascade Teaching Assistant and former city champ Jackson Cowden,
Burris is obviously probably the most consistent, steady player in the field. You'll hardly see him make a large number.
Golf has become, well, hopefully in time here, your profession.
Golf's something that I've never really lost passion for, even though, you know, I only played down at Vincennes for a couple years, but it's something that's obviously golf in general and just Cascade in general had a place in my heart for 11 years now, you know, so
yep.
That's something that it's really special to come out and teaching anyone. You get everything. You get kids, you get young adults, you get, you know, people who've been playing for 60 years,
yep.
And it's just really rewarding. I really enjoy it.
Out of Edgewood and Vincennes University, and in time, his goal to be a Class A golf professional, Jackson Cowden. By the way, we'll have part two with Jackson tomorrow on one of our reports. He beat Nick Burris in 37 holes 5 years ago. Our thought for the day, you know, a great pleasure in life is doing what people say you cannot do. Have a good one. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
What he is a winner. I can remember back as a Hoosier senior, Zach Apple helping Ray Lewis win an NCAA title in the 400 medley relay. He won the Big Ten championships in the 2 and 400 free, the 2 and 800 free relays in the 400 medley relay. And then in 19, he captured 5 golds at the World University Games. He'll be competing for Team USA in the 100 meter freestyle after finishing second in June at the U.S. Trials out in Omaha, and also earned a spot on the 4x100 free relay team, and also part of the 4x200-meter relay team. He and Team USA spending a week this week at a high-performance center over in Tokyo before they move into the Olympic Village on July 19th. And, of course, when his number is called next week, he'll be ready to go.
You know, everyone always says that trials is the toughest meet and that the Olympics kind of pales in comparison. And it definitely is intense, and it definitely is nerve-wracking. I do think that my best swimming is ahead.
24-year-old former Hoosier Zach Apple, a winner. Our thought for the day, you know, so keep marching forward and don't stop until you reach your destination. Well, Team USA's destination is Tokyo, and they're there. Progress takes discipline and courage, but the result will be worth it. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.